Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll listen to our guest reader, Dr. Michael Elliott, pastor of Regency Christian Center in Parker, Colorado, and founder of Touching Africa Ministries, as he reads the 21 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
1 Corinthians chapter 4. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. I have applied all these things myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Already you have all that you want. Already you have become rich. Without us, you have become kings. And would that you did reign, so that we might share the rule with you. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake. But you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we are disrepute. To the present hour, we hunger and thirst. We are poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless, and we labor working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We have become and are still like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things. I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of those arrogant people, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod or with love in a spirit of gentleness?
Going back to my personal Bible reading journals in this podcast, in 1994, after reading this chapter, I wrote, Jesus examines each one of us, and I referred to verse 4. Let's step aside from that journal entry for a moment and let's read verse 4. It says, For I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. So, going back to the journal, I did say Jesus examines each one of us based on that verse. Arrogance has no place in the body of Christ. And then I wrote, Paul wrote, We have become as the scum of the world, verse 13. In 2004, I was reading again chronologically, so I was reading more than one chapter a day. And at that day, I read 1 Corinthians 1 through 4, and I did not have an entry on this chapter in my journal. In 2015, I read 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, and I spent most of my journal on chapter 4. So let me read. It is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. What a weighty responsibility. God has given me stewardship over my home, my family, the Ezra Project, and as International Treasurer of the Gideons International. May I be found trustworthy. We must be good stewards because it is the Lord who judges me, according to verse 4. He discloses the purpose of the heart, according to verse 5. In my role of stewardship, I cannot go beyond what is written in Scripture. That's verse 6. I need to realize that whatever gifting I have, whatever talents and abilities I think I have nothing I have not received from the Lord, according to verse 7. And how should I respond to adversity? When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat, according to verses 12 through 13. Lord, help me do that. I don't think I can really say, be imitators of me, like Paul says in verse 16, but Christians need to live in such a way that people see and want to be one. So let's dwell on a few points made in my journal in 2015. The first point was in verse 2. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. I mentioned in my journal that I believe God has given me stewardship over my family, my home, the Ezra Project, and as a volunteer in the Gideons International serving on the executive committee. What has God given you stewardship over? And whatever your list is, He has asked us to be trustworthy. In fact, He goes beyond asking us, He demands it. This verse says, it is required of stewards that they may be found trustworthy. And a little bit later, Paul reminds us that the Lord judges us. So whatever He's given us stewardship over, and He wants us to be trustworthy, He judges us accordingly. Verse 5 also reminds me that the Lord discloses the purpose of my heart. Again, I relate that to being trustworthy in whatever stewardship God has given me. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. Are you trustworthy over the things God has given you stewardship over? Then Paul reminds us, what do you have that you did not receive? So again, relating this to stewardship, whatever God has placed you a steward over, He has given it to you. You received it from Him. So Paul goes on and asks us a question. If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Going back to my journal entry, remember I wrote, I need to realize that whatever gifting I have, whatever talents and abilities I think I have nothing I have not received from the Lord. I think that's worth pondering today, isn't it? Whatever gifting you have, whatever talents you have, whatever God has given you stewardship over, you received from Him. Give Him the praise, the glory, and the honor for whatever gifting you have and whatever responsibility you have over something or someone else. And then, did you catch the sarcasm from Paul here? Let's read a couple of these verses. I think this is amazing that Paul is so sarcastic as he writes to these Corinthians when he says, "Already you have all you want? Already you have become rich. Without us, you have become kings. And would that you did reign so that we might share the rule with you. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we are in disrepute. To the present hour, we hunger and thirst. We are poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless, and we labor working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We have become and still are like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things." I think Paul is lighting up the Corinthians there, don't you? He's pretty much saying, you really think you're something, and I'm just nothing. And then Paul reminds them, "For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for I became your father in Christ through the gospel." What he's saying, remember, is he's the one that founded the church. He's the one that brought Christianity to the Corinthians. And now they seem to be following the tune of a different drummer. That's why he says that phrase, be imitators of me. In other words, go back to the real gospel. Forget all this false teaching that you've learned. He says as much when he says in verse 17, that's why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. I think what Paul is saying here is don't get so uppity, Corinthians. Don't get so arrogant, acting like you know more than I know. I have been doing this a long time, and you are new at this. So come back to my teachings. Imitate me. Come back to where we started. In summary, I think the lesson is clear. It's clear to the Corinthians and it's clear to us. Whatever we have received from the Lord, and He will hold us accountable. So let's not get spiritually arrogant. Let's not get spiritually uppity. Let's remember, it's the Lord who judges me, and He will disclose the purpose of my heart. Father, help us to guard against spiritual arrogance. You remind us in this chapter that whatever we have received from you. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and abilities that you have bestowed upon us. And we are reminded in this chapter that you hold us accountable. You want to find us trustworthy. May it be so in each one of us. And Lord, where we need to repent, we repent today. We say we're sorry for taking for granted the giftings that you have given us. And we ask you to forgive us if you have not found us trustworthy in the stewardship you have given us. Scripture helps us course correct. We pray that all of us could get back on track so that you can find us trustworthy servants of yours. Find us faithful, Lord. Amen.